I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Islamic movements in the world identify the West writ large, but the United States in particular, as the greatest evil on the earth. And every chance to have the notion that somehow radical Islam would be comfortable with simply controlling some province in Iraq or Syria is just not borne out by history. Radical Islam has shown that their desire is not simply to occupy one part of the world and be happy with their own little caliphate. They want to expand. It's revolutionary in its nature. It seeks to expand and control more territories and more people. And radical Islam has designs openly on the West, on the United States, on Europe. We've seen that progress there as well. And they are prepared to conduct acts of terrorism, assassinations, murders, you name it, whatever it takes for them to gain their influence and ultimately their domination of different cultures and societies, but especially to the United States, who they identify as the chief source of evil on the planet.
Secretary of State Rubio, and everything he said is on point and accurate. You've got some lefty loonies who think, oh, we can embrace radical Islam. You got a New York City Mayor Mamdani who is pushing for more Islamic statutes and so forth in New York City. And we got several sections around our nation where they're pushing for Sharia law in select areas. Now, by Sharia law, that means they're going to apply their law as they see it. There would be a push at some point on which particular laws they're trying to do. If it's just to do with civil cases, it might hold up in some cases. But in others, it's not. And even in civil cases, if a civil case is going to allow under Sharia law for a man to stone his wife, that's not going to be acceptable. But they want to put their fingers into every community. They are an octopus with massive reach and tentacles. We're going to break down some of that and some of the other fears we have as we move into the elections, not just the midterm, but beyond. I don't want you to ignore the midterm, but I want you to keep in mind the big picture. The big picture does include the midterm elections. Make no mistake about it. And do not take it for granted that Republicans will end up winning what we need in the midterm. Every member of the House is up for re-election. A third of the Senate. We cannot afford to lose any more House representatives. We need to have more one, and we need to make sure we hold control of the Senate. If we don't, President Trump will be truly a lame duck president. That's a term often applied to a president in his last 4 years. But as long as he's got members of Congress supporting him and what he's trying to do, he's still very effective. And we got a lot yet to do in this nation before the reins either get handed to VP Vance or Secretary Rubio. A lot of questions about that. By the way, take note of this. Pelosi is now coming forward and pushing Gavin Newsom for 2028. Ah, that's perfect. I can see them touring around like a June-December wedding couple. Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot wrong with Pelosi and Newsom, and we all know it. And let me add one other. There's a new polling average, and this shows something you would never have suspected if you're trying to be honest. This candidate is leading other potential candidates in running for president in 2028. There is a race to the White House website. I have no background on that to know how valid that is. But I'll tell you what the statement is, which to me immediately says, this is fictitious. Kamala Harris has a 27.5 national bowling average. Newsom, 92, a correction. Let me make sure I make it clear. Harris has 27.5 national polling average. Newsom has a 22.7%. AOC, 9%. A lot of things can happen between now and the general election, much less the primary election. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Conniff, USA. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. If you haven't, I strongly encourage you to go to News Talk, STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. You can also go to Larry Conniff, USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything we do, later goes up as a podcast. That's available at News Talk STL, LarryConniffsUSA.com, Larry Conniff USA Facebook. And with every Larry Conniff USA program, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right this moment. In our next hour, President Obama makes remarks about UFOs. And it's enough of a remark that some are saying, did he give out classified information? We'll be dealing with that in our second hour. We'll get in ahead of George Norrie's program tonight on Coast to Coast. Later this hour, big, big question here. I don't want you to fall out of your chair trying to listen, trying to come up with an answer. Question is simple. What is wrong with the Democrat Party? Well, back up. I don't have time for all of you to get in my face. And our story behind the story. It was going to be today focusing on Fidel Castro and assassination attempts against him. I'm going to move that to tomorrow because, believe it or not, Valentine snuck up on me this last weekend. I told you last week it was coming, and it still snuck up on me. But it does remind me of a story I covered on Valentine's where I believed I was truly, and I hate to admit it, is very paranoid, but when I lay out the facts, you'll have a better understanding. I was convinced I was being set up to be executed by some Houston police officers. That's our story behind the story before we wrap this hour. You know, President Trump, back in 2007, and it made it very clear that he was very concerned about all the Muslims in our country, why they're coming in, what their intent is. Let's flash back to his remarks, 2015.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. You have no choice.
Now, those remarks announcing a ban on Muslim immigrations, the polls conducted in that year show that despite his electoral success that followed that, his views on Islam and Muslims did not have wide support among American public. That was years ago. We have seen changes in that. Now, let me give you a background on where we stand at this point. He did put it into effect. But here's what's happened since that time. It was a Muslim ban excluding illegals, of course, but even legals from Muslim-majority nations. It was introduced in January 2025, expanded in June and December last year, restricting entry from nationals from Syria, Iran, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, Mali. By the way, head of the Somalian government is now reaching out to Trump saying, can we talk? The targeted companies affected individuals from multiple nations, as we say, several with large Muslim populations. Very similar to the 2017 travel bans, relying on full presidential authority to restrict entry to the U.S. The scope, the bans evolved in scope from 26 measures targeting specific people with deficient vetting. That's the key. If they're properly vetted, they could be coming in. We're not trying to say they can't, but we cannot just simply throw the door open as thank you Joe Biden did and let everyone into the country. The Homeland Security Department argues these are not based on religion, but national security. And therefore, I repeat again, not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist is a Muslim. And those facts stand today. And it's not just in our nation we've seen it. We've told you before, always look to Europe and what's happening. A perfect example is the United Kingdom. Vice President Vance.
And perhaps most concerningly, I look to our very dear friends, the United Kingdom, where the backslide away from conscience rights has placed the basic liberties of religious Britons in particular in the crosshairs. A little over 2 years ago, the British government charged Adam Smith Connor, a 51-year-old physiotherapist and an Army veteran, with the heinous crime of standing 50 meters from an abortion clinic and silently praying for 3 minutes. Now, I wish I could say that this was a fluke, a one-off crazy example of a badly written law being enacted against a single person. But no, this last October, just a few months ago, the Scottish government began distributing letters to citizens whose houses lay within so-called safe access zones, warning them that even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law. Naturally, the government urged readers to report any fellow citizens suspected guilty of thought crime. In Britain and across Europe, free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
I had no doubt about it. And it will continue. I do believe the British will rise up at some point and recognize what we have. They're trying to not come in and assimilate with us. They're trying to come in and take over our country. There's a big, big difference. And they know what the difference is. Too many Americans are duped to believing, oh, no, this is good. We're a nation of immigrants. I'll remind you again, Obama has even said that. Clinton has said that. We're a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of laws. And we're not inviting you to come in and take over our country. We're inviting you in to assimilate. Of course, a big issue coming up is how's it going to affect the vote? Save the effort to protect the vote, the integrity of the vote. But if you listen to Senate Minority Leader Schumer and the leftists, and even Susan Murkowski of Alaska, this is a ploy to keep Americans and especially minorities from voting.
83% of the American people, including majority Democrats, support voter ID laws.
Yeah, the voter ID laws that, first, each state can have its own voter ID laws, and some do and some don't. But secondly, what they are proposing in this so-called SAVE Act is like Jim Crow 2.0.
No, it's not.
They make it so hard to get any kind of voter ID that more than 20 million legitimate people, mainly poorer people and people of color, will not be able to vote under this law. We will not let it pass in the Senate. We are fighting it tooth and nail. It's an outrageous proposal that is, you know, that shows the sort of political bias of the MAGA right. They don't want poor people to vote. They don't want people of color to vote because they often don't vote for them.
It's not true. That's really not true. And we'll get into more stats on that in our next segment coming up and showing you that is not true. They want you to believe it. Especially if you're a minority, they're trying to keep you from voting. In the meantime, California GOP candidate who's be running against Newsom and others, Steve Hilton, a former Fox News analyst.
Today we're announcing our first findings since we got to work in Caldoche just a few weeks ago, just a couple of weeks ago. And here it is. It's a classic. the Democrats are taking hundreds of millions of dollars, $370 million we've tracked so far, from the cannabis tax that voters passed as an initiative, that the money that comes from taxes from cannabis sales is supposed to go for substance abuse help, instead is being siphoned off to Democrat political front organizations in hundreds of tiny grants that are hard to track for things like voter registration. Nothing to do with substance abuse. This is exactly what happens. Money that is supposed to be for one purpose, to help the public, siphoned off into a Democrat slush fund to help entrench their political power. We saw it with FireAid, $100 million there. Supposed to help fire victims, ended up going into things like voter registration, exactly as we are detailing here today.
They're basically buying votes, which is illegal. They're not quite saying here, you will get a couple of rocks of cocaine if you vote this way, but that's pretty well implied. And then, of course, you've got how the Democrat Party has folded when it comes to protecting American values, and in particular, protecting our most vulnerable, our children, and in particular, basically putting men against women to be warring against each other. And here comes Chuck Schumer saying, we need to put a proposition that we will have a new flag representing the USA.
We're here, of course, at Stonewall, which is the birthplace of the LGBTQ plus movement. The sacred ground here represents courage, resiliency, the fight for equality, which always goes on in America. The Trump administration's removal of the Pride Rainbow flag from the Stonewall National Monument is a deeply outrageous action that must be reversed. It's an effing disgrace.
Right.
I am introducing legislation to designate the Pride flag as a congressionally authorized flag in America, and that means it can be flown here and everywhere else. And no one can take it down.
How many Americans do you think favor that? I think we know. We're going to get into that in more detail as we go through the hour. Yeah, I asked earlier, what is wrong with the Democrat Party other than Chuck Schumer and that kind of thinking? We'll get into that and the story behind the story. When I truly feared, paranoia perhaps, that I was going to be killed by police in a police action. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My message to any elected officials that want to stay in the positions that they're in, if you want this one opportunity that we the people have granted you, a second time is you must pass the Save America Act. That's it. That's as simple as it is. We demand action. We're not going to tolerate you passing the buck. We're not going to tolerate you saying we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. We're not going to tolerate you feigning support for the bill and not even bringing it forward to the Senate floor for debate. Anything that doesn't begin with election integrity reform is a non-starter.
I agree. Those are the words of Scott Pressler talking about how important this issue is on that we continue to protect the integrity of our vote. But of course, again, as we said earlier, if you listen to the left, it's not to protect the integrity of the vote. It's to protect the integrity of the white vote at the cost of the disadvantaged, the minority. Pressler is an American conservative activist, had been an organizer for the Republican Party of Virginia before the 2016 U.S. elections. And he said, we need to be able to step forward in this nation, and we need to say we're not going to allow the elections to be stolen again, as we've been through before. He said, it must be done. We have to have a way to protect our elections. How can anyone truly interested in the value of your country deny that? I don't care if you are a Democrat. Do you not want legitimate elections? Bad question, Larry, because there are some Democrats that they do not want fair elections. You know why? Because they're afraid of exactly that. They will end up losing. Alabama Congressman Barry Moore was pointing out the issue with the Democrats. If they thought they had a path forward, if they knew how to get through the forest, they would stick to it. But as it is, they are totally lost. And therefore, those behind them are not sure, where do I go?
Democrat Party. And what's happened is they've become more and more socialist and radical by their own admission, right? Like over the last, 15, 20 years. And, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, there were a bunch of Democrats that would claim that they were moderate, right? Like, or not socialist or whatever. Yeah. Now that's totally flipped on its head. The people in the driver's seat are Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Zohran Mamdani.
The Democrats, the only play is to go hard left and then allow, like I said, illegals, people who are not citizens to vote, because American citizens don't want what they're trying to shove down our throats, you know? And so even like, these are 80-20 issues, like men and women sports, all of this stuff they're trying to do, it really, they are so tone deaf to the American people right now that I think that's why they're fighting the SAVE Act, is because they need outsiders, people who are not Americans, who want to get on the dole, who want to come here, and they will do whatever it takes to maintain power.
They will. And that issue of men going into women's sports, posing as women when they're really not, that has become a big point. Even CNN has had to acknowledge the rapid growth and monetization of women's sports. At the same time, debates over gender equity and transgender participation. The equity issue in a 2021 report showed that the NCAA prioritized Division I men's basketball over women's sports, thereby saying we need a greater investment in women's sports. But then here came the men. Hey, I want to play in that league. I could win in that league. So then we had discussions about limiting transgender women's participation in sports to ensure fair and safe opportunities. And the perceptions by historical polling data show that many, and this is CNN surveying, many believe men were better at sports, not dependent upon the sport, obviously. But the leftist continues to hang with this. They think that's a winning proposition. They know in their own statement I'm reading from CNN, most Americans support trans military members. Let's go with that. They support trans military members, but there is a but coming. They oppose trans athletes. There's a big difference. And what's the difference? You know what the difference is. When I see groups of these little gatherings, and these, I'm looking at a piece right now, they're all wearing masks, men and women, wearing masks, carrying a sign, trans kids belong in sports. You don't want ICE to be wearing masks, and yet you're wearing a mask because you don't want to be identified as being stupid? I'm afraid it's obvious. Minnesota State Representatives, by the way, in protecting the integrity of the vote, as Congressman Moore was talking and Scott Pressler earlier on the SAVE Act, Minnesota State Representatives are questioning the integrity of voter roll data in their most populous county. One state representative in Minnesota said, "Why is there such a great effort to block us or any election integrity group from seeing the information? If they're clean, that's great. If not, either the Secretary of State is unable or unwilling to clean up our federal rolls, our voter rolls. So we need federal help. This is intense disenfranchising, disenfranchising every legal voter in Minnesota." Where are the shots of inequality there? No, what they want to look at is like a Georgia representative. Her biggest concern about what's wrong with voting right now is ICE members are hanging around.
ICE just bought the facility behind me where they are planning to house 10,000 people. It's crazy. This is a concentration camp. I just have to ask, we're paying for this. Is anyone out there actually supportive of this, of holding 10,000 people in a warehouse?
She's saying they're going to make it a detention center, and then you got ICE agents standing around the voting polls. You know what Obama says? And I'm quoting from him. He was 47 years old when first elected president in 2008, and he is warning this. Older politicians can, quote, age out and lose a crucial connection to the younger electorate. And he then added this, I'm not making a hard and fast rule here, but I do think Democrats do well when we have candidates who are plugged into the moment, to the times, and the particular struggles that folks are thinking about as they look towards the future rather than looking back toward the past. In other words, Obama is saying the Democrat Party needs to wisen up, elevate a young generation of candidates if it's going to win at the ballot box in 2026 midterm and beyond. Well, you've got a young candidate running, AOC, but she is a duplicate of Kamala Harris, just younger, a different race, but when it comes to being asked a question that should require knowledge, she falls back into the Kamala Harris word salad.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a... This is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
What did she say? Nada. Nothing. You can't even put blue cheese dressing on that salad and make it taste any better. Oh, you don't like blue cheese? All right, put olive oil on it. Bottom line is, whatever you put on it, you end up throwing out because there was nothing of any substance. Certainly not nutritional. Not for the mind. That's the new leadership Obama says they need. He didn't name her specifically, but she is younger. Maybe she fits his qualifications. Coming up, our story behind the story. There was a time in Houston. I'm somewhat ashamed and paranoid to admit it, but I thought I was going to be executed by police.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, they used to make a living off of bathtub gin. When the hippie showed up, weed was in. Well, they profit off of weakness and they always have. Now meth is a recipe for cold hard cash. Something's cooking and it just ain't right. Hell's Kitchen gonna burn tonight.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
This story goes back several decades. If I were going to put a time statement on it, it would be probably shortly before I came to St. Louis. And I want to tell you this. I know many of you are going to say, I knew it. I knew he had to be ancient. Don't do that to me. Don't do that. But that can't change history. I'm thankful to have every day that God gives me. I don't care if I am 108. I'm not quite there yet, but I'd like to see 108. Decades ago down in Houston, I was a so-called investigative reporter. Now, to me, that is a misnomenclature in our business. Every reporter should be considered an investigative reporter. If you go out and cover a particular story, but while you're there, you uncover something else, because you are a reporter. You are an investigative reporter. You didn't just go cover the mayor's news conference. Not saying you can't sometimes, but be on alert to the answers, the questions, the responses. And at the time I was in Houston, Mayor Hofhinds was mayor. Well, he came in later, ahead of him, I should say ahead of him, was I can think of the police chief's name. I don't believe I can. I'll think of the Houston mayor's name in a minute. Probably have to do research. No, I'm not going senile, but I have so many mixed memories of those. Fred Hofhinds came in later, and he followed another mayor that was pretty well in charge of everything. He didn't want anything to happen that he didn't have control over. Louis Welch, Republican. I had no issues with Louis Welch, but every time there was a news conference and he was answering questions, one reporter had always been designated, usually the station competing against us, to suddenly stand up and say, "Thank you, Mr. Mayor," and he'd turn and leave the room. No. I'm not through asking questions. They didn't like me. I'm sorry, but I was not done. And no one's going to shut down an interview just simply because he says, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Louie Welch and I did not get along that well together anyway. He had a police chief under him named Herman Short. Herman Short and I kind of had a pissing match back and forth to some extent, but generally I respected what he was doing or trying to do. But I also knew several of his police officers had been involved, or at least suspected, and later convicted of criminal activity against citizens and against businesses. I know I relayed to you once before, we had a night beat reporter. Yeah, that's when stations would pay for a reporter, to a photographer anyway, to stay overnight and cover stories so we would have something to lead the news the next morning. And often it was a matter of, if it bleeds, it leads, because that's pretty much what you got out of the overnight news reporting. Stabbings, shootings, things of that nature. Probably the only station in the nation, much less Texas, that did a better job of that was in San Antonio. High Hispanic population, they often had a lot of stabbings. But I'm not a reporter, and I'd relayed to this to you before, had called me and told me that, look, sometimes when I'm at the scene of a crime, I go to sit in a police car unit that's parked nearby with her dome light, and I'm writing out some notes. And one time I felt something under my feet. I reached down, and I'm covering the story of a burglary, theft, not a robbery, a burglary when folks break in, no one is there. So it's not a robbery. And he said, this is a furrier and leather store. And under the seat were two or three furs and leather jackets that still had the store tags on them. He said, I got out of the car right away, but I want you to know this is going on. I said, all right, well, let's start trying to investigate it, but we have to be careful. We want to protect you for the night beat reporter. That is your job. If they suspect that you're the source coming to me, they will shut you down. You won't get any more stories. So what you need to do is tell these other officers, once I start looking into it, well, Larry's just a wild cannon. His dad owns a big stake in the company. At that time, the station was owned by Cap Cities. I didn't have any stake in the company, later acquired by the Disney Corporation. But we had several good stories running for a while. And then there was another case where the sheriff had a son on the police force. His son and another police officer, on the night of a St. Louis City police officials' honor and celebration, they were attending, but apparently they decided either leave early or at some point went off and grabbed a prostitute off the streets, took her to a place under a nearby bridge, and did what they wanted to her. Now, she would have done what they wanted with or without money, but they were threatening to kill her and beat her severely. I found out when the pimp came to me a couple days later and said, hey, this happened to my girl. This ain't right. Now, the pimp is not a high-quality, credible source, but that's his story. So what I need to do is investigate it. She had complained to the vice agents, saying, I'm often helping turn drug cases for you. Why would you let these cowboys do this to me? So she had made an official complaint with the vice sergeant. The vice sergeant, in turn, reached out to the captain of the street patrol officers and talked to them. So I don't have any story other than her complaint, which I can't validate. Yeah, she looked beat up. I didn't know her pimp didn't do it. but I knew she had filed a report and had a copy of it that she sent to the vice officer. I contacted the vice officer and he said, yes, I saw it. I forwarded it to the captain of those two officers. And one of them, again, is a son of the sheriff. Grand jury was held, and I had never before in all the grand juries I've covered seen the father or a relative come into a grand jury room to testify on behalf of his son, bringing in a box full of all kinds of trophies all the way back to when the kid was in high school playing baseball. The jury returned no bill, no indictment. They believed the sheriff, which is exactly what the play was. I lost a lot of friends on the police department and others still friends but wanted to keep distance. I understood that. But then word began that some of them are going to get even with me. And then came the night of a Valentine night lover standoff threatening to kill his lover. And yes, there is more to the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So what happened on this Valentine's night, there was a report of a guy holed up in an apartment complex. So we heard about it, and we went to an area where they call a staging center. And I got in a car with a couple of detectives. They invited me to get in with them to go down to the scene. But they would not let my photographer go with me, which was kind of going to defeat the purpose. I needed the photographer. Nope, only you. And while we're driving down, these two officers, I don't know them by name. And one of them turned to me and offered me a handgun. Here, you might need this. This guy's pretty wild. If he comes out shooting, you might need it to protect yourself. Alarms were going off. I don't want a gun. I'm here to cover the story. I don't need a gun. And my fear was, I don't want to have a gun in my hand and have some officer think that I'm a suspect or the suspect. So I refuse a gun. So when we get there, then they say, look, you can see him through the doorway on a second floor area. He's got the woman in front of him with a gun against her head repeatedly, waving, yelling, drunken as hell. And they say, we're going to try to get him out. Why don't you go hide under those bushes over there? I say, no, I think I'll stay right here with you guys. No, we're going to be moving. You need to go over there. So I go over there. Just me, my lonesome. And here's where paranoia sets in. I take some scripts of paper, news from a news book, press book, writing notes, and I'm writing in there, I've been set up. I must have written that at least a dozen different times. I tear one strip off, push it down my underwear, one strip into each of my socks, one in my pocket, one inside my belt area. I was sure that I'm not going to make it out of there alive. I did. Never was any threat. At some point, he comes to the door. The girl gets away from him, they shoot and kill him. I was never under any direct threat, truly, but in my mind, knowing that I had been so hard after several Houston police officers, I wasn't sure. That's paranoia. Or was it just making sure? Of course, I felt stupid later pulling those notes out, throwing them in the trash. Never did a story on that part of the event that night or ever after. Not for decades did I ever even mention it. It made me look stupid, paranoid, stupid, creating some kind of fiction. When in fact, as it turned out, I was literally never in trouble. Or was I? And the scenario changed. See how paranoia wraps itself around you? It got to the point that when I had a job offer to come to St. Louis, and I was already involved in another case against several police officers who had illegally wiretapped everyone from Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, who was a political enemy of Republican Congress Mayor Short, or rather, yeah, Herman Short, Welch, I should say, and the police chief Short, that I was a little bit worried. And I was under standing orders of a federal court judge. I had to meet with this judge and my attorney in his chambers and admit to him and say, if you want me back to testify or to stand trial, I will waive extradition. That's the only way I was allowed to leave the state. I did get called back for testimony at one point, never actually put on the stand. But again, I told friends the paranoia. I'm going to St. Louis looking for a great job and things are going to be great. If you hear that I became despondent and jumped from a building, it didn't happen. Well, look, here I am. But I cannot shake the fear of that paranoia I had at that point. To me, it was real. It's also now, looking back, stupid, right? But still paranoia. Tomorrow, somebody who is really facing paranoia, the numerous attempts by our government and the different ways to kill Fidel Castro. That's our story behind the story tomorrow night. Second hour coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.